USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think we've got a problem. We need to fix it.
That's the top Senate Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell, as members of both sides of the aisle are coming out strongly against the policy of separating illegal immigrant children from their parents at the Mexican border.
This requires a solution. Therefore, obviously, it would need to be a narrow agreement to fix the problem that we all agree needs to be fixed.
President Trump met with House Republican members last night on Capitol Hill, saying to hurry and send them an immigration bill that does allow families to stay together. However, afterwards, some of those Republicans said they weren't clear on which of several bills in the House the president was supporting. The city of Charleston, South Carolina, issues an apology for slavery. The council adopting the resolution denouncing and apologizing for the city's role in the slave trade hundreds of years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The United States has withdrawn from the United Nations Human Rights Council, protesting the bias against Israel and a pattern of allowing human rights abusers to end up becoming members. John Clemens has more.
With UN Ambassador Nikki Haley by his side, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave the reason why the U.S. is leaving the 47-nation body.
There is no fair or competitive election process. And countries have colluded with one another to undermine the current method of selecting members. And the council's continued and well-documented bias against Israel is unconscionable.
Ambassador Haley called the council an organization that is not worthy of its name.
The FBI says reports of sexual assaults aboard passenger airplanes has nearly doubled since 2014. An FBI report this week saying 63 sexual assaults aboard airplanes were reported during 2017, but that was up from 38 such cases in 2014. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
North Korea is set to start returning remains of American soldiers killed during the Korean War, as the Trump administration believes as many as 200 sets of American remains could be transferred to the U.S. in the next few days. The return of the remains was one of the points agreed to at President Trump's recent summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping 287 points yesterday after President Trump gears up for more trade scuffles with China. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
That drop puts the Dow back in negative territory for the year and marks its longest losing streak in 15 months. Investors are finding it harder to ignore the escalating trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Russia is now getting involved, with its economy minister announcing it'll impose tariffs on U.S. road-building machinery. Apple was down 1.6%, despite President Trump saying iPhones wouldn't be subject to tariffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a musical about the king of pop, Michael Jackson, is going to Broadway. Variety magazine says the Estate and Columbia Live Stage have announced that they are creating a new stage musical inspired by Michael Jackson's life. The show doesn't have a name yet. It's slated to debut in 2020. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.